Gianfranco, watching the game, your team played as well as perhaps since you've arrived.
Yeah, I said it. For me, it was one of the best performances, also considering the value of the opposition. So that's why it's even more frustrating to come out with a defeat like that.
You must have been really disappointed, though, with the defending.
I was disappointed for the first 10 minutes because we started not only the defenders but also some of the midfielders, the strikers. They're making silly mistakes, and we gave them, you know, the boost. Also, the first goal, the way we conceded, shouldn't have happened. But after that, I saw a proper team, and we didn't score, but we were unlucky in that. But it's not we cannot afford that, and I hope tomorrow is not going to happen again.
So presumably you go into tomorrow, it's a game quite quickly, which is good for you. You'll take the positive with the players. This is how well you played. Sort out one or two things and there's a good chance you can get something.
Oh, definitely. It's and they know because they saw the way they played. And so we just have to be more aware that there is not space for mistakes, because we will pay very hard for them. So it has to be spot on. Everything has to be like we did it against Fulham. Mm. Everyone didn't give anything away, and we came out with a good result. That's what we have to do tomorrow.
The clean sheet is the platform to win.
Look, normally it's not my philosophy, but at the moment it's essential. We know that first thing we need to do, we have to be focused tomorrow. We need to defend our goal and not allow a goal to be scored.
What do you expect from Preston?
More like a hard game, because it's a team that is strong. When they play home, they play a rhythm, they fight, and so we're not going to have an easy game. We need to make easy.
This league is, as I'm sure you know, it's very unforgiving. There's no sympathy. You know what I mean? You're on your own, aren't you?
No, but we don't want the sympathy. We need to create our own sympathy. So I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for the best of my team all the time. Against Sheffield, I've seen for majority of the game, it wasn't enough. We need to do more tomorrow.
You keep the players going. That's your job, is to keep the players up and buzzing. Who keeps you going?
No, it's the love of the game, you know. Yeah. I'm passionate about it. I like what I do, and I have my dreams, no, as a coach, and that keep me alive and energetic.
Do you know yet your best team?
Yeah. I think at the moment I know what is my best team. I do know.
Does it look like three centre halves might be the way forward for you, especially with the way Ensue and Keita can play? Three centre halves and two wing backs, is that the way perhaps for success?
I've been thinking a lot about this. I'm not sure that it is the right answer at the moment, because the team is not being overplayed. Yeah. So trust me, I've been thinking about this for a long time. I don't think it's the moment to do that, but I'm open to everything. If I see things not improving, I might then decide to change.
Any other injuries to worry about? I know there's one or two knocks on Friday.
No, there was Emilio with a back spasm. But other than him, I think everybody else should be fit. Also Robert Tess should be fit.
And no David Davis, of course.
No, David, unfortunately, he's suspended, and so we're going to have to, you know, make it up for that.